We're standing in the Bethlehem Chapel in the crypt of the Washington National Cathedral. President Theodore Roosevelt presided over the laying of the cathedral's foundation stone on September 29, 1907. And this Saturday, September 29th, marks the cathedral's centennial anniversary. We're joined by the very Reverend Samuel Lloyd, Dean of the Washington National Cathedral. Thanks so much for taking the time to show us around.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you.
Tell us where we're standing. What is significant about the Bethlehem Chapel?
The Bethlehem Chapel was the very first part of the cathedral to be built. And from this place, the whole cathedral grew for the next 83 years.
83 years to build this?
Long time.
Yeah, why so long?
Although it has to be said, by the scale of cathedrals, this was very fast. Many cathedrals take 500, 600, 700 years to build, so we think we were pretty quick. Nevertheless, it was something that had to be built step by step, stone by stone, and dollar by dollar. There were not people around ready to write a check for this. The cathedral never received a single penny from the federal government or from the National Episcopal Church. This was built because people of faith across the city especially and across the country wanted this to happen. But it took a long time to raise the funds, going through two world wars, a long depression, a Vietnam War, a lot of ups and downs in the life of the nation. But through all that, they would start and stop and start and stop and then start again until they finished.
Where did it go from here?
Here we go. We're now in the east end of the Great Choir. We're up very near the high altar. This is the focal point of the entire cathedral. You know, the cathedral is longer than the Washington Monument is tall. It's a very long space. And all eyes are intended to focus all the way up to this altar. The cross itself is close to 6 feet tall, even though from the back it looks like a modest little cross on top of an altar. Everything about this space wants to sweep your eye up. It wants you to be caught up in a sense of verticality and mystery and awe and grandeur. And then your eye goes looking for places to land and sees carving and saints' images in glass, and you have a sense of being surrounded by the company of saints and angels through time and beyond time. So there's a sense of a beyondness, of a heavenly realm that you experience when you step into this area especially.
Now, this is officially an Episcopal church.
It is. We're very much a part of our own Episcopal tradition. But we emphasize in our name and how we talk about ourselves that we do stand here for the country. And so it's our gift we give the country, this sort of service. No one ever authorized us to be the nation's cathedral. We've offered that to the nation, and the nation has gratefully accepted that. It's a complicated role, though, to be advocates for peace and also be the nation's church with quite a close relationship with the government. And making sure that we stay clear about who we are in relation to that government is a complicated dance.
I'm looking at the west end of the church, and there is a magnificent rose window just above what looks to be choir stalls. And the music starts right on time.
That's right. That's my favorite in the whole place. The west end rose window is, I think, the masterpiece of this whole place. The vast scattered array of rich pieces of glass and light pouring through gives you a sense of all God's glory pouring in. And there's hardly a more spiritual moment than to be in this space late afternoon as the sun, as it goes down, pouring light through that window and lighting up the whole space. It is a dazzling thing to experience.
You get a little sense of it with the morning light coming through those side stained glass windows.
See the light just splashing across the arches.
Looks like a kaleidoscopic effect.
It does, exactly that.
Is this cathedral significantly different from cathedrals that one would find in Europe? Is there something that makes this uniquely American?
It's uniquely American, really, most of all, because it tells the American story.
Right up into the space age.
All the way there. So it's important to try to capture what God has been, how God has been encountered in this country, as well as in the classic stories that come from Europe.
Where's the moon rock?
Well, let's go find the moon rock.
I'll follow you.
Okay.
Describe this stained glass window, because it just stands out in style, in color.
It does. It's so different from everything else here.
Absolutely.
You have a sense of large planets, these big round globes in a dark, almost deep purplish red color, and lines that suggest the orbits that the planets are swirling around in, a scattering of stars in the background. And just in the middle of that, a little white circle, and in that circle is a piece of rock that Neil Armstrong brought back from the moon.
White stars, blue background.
That's right.
It's stunning, and the sun is coming right through it now as we're looking at it, so it's getting even more beautiful. You're going to take us up to the bell tower?
Absolutely. It's the best spot in the city. You can see just about everything from there. We're standing just outside the bell tower, gazing out across at the Potomac River. You can see the whole expanse of Washington from here. The two promontories in the city of Washington are Capitol Hill and Mount St. Albans, two key places in the life of the country, one that, of course, is in charge of the government of our nation, and the other embodies the spiritual life of the nation.
The cathedral is celebrating its centennial. Is it really finished?
The building is virtually finished. The cathedral will never be finished. We are so aware that 100 years have been spent building a magnificent edifice. The great challenge for us is to make sure we use this place well for the serving of our nation, for the spreading of God's love, bringing people together to deal with problems they disagree with, holding up a vision of what human life can be. So we think our work is just beginning. The second century needs to be at least as vigorous and as imaginative as the first was.
The very Reverend Samuel Lloyd, Dean of the Washington National Cathedral, happy birthday, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Wonderful to have you with us for our birthday celebration.
Now, one of the things we do in chapel is we like to celebrate.
The National Cathedral Elementary School was in session on the day we visited. In fact, we came across the pupils on our tour. They were wishing the cathedral a happy 100th birthday in song. The Washington National Cathedral's 100th birthday party begins this Saturday, September 29th. Activities include a reenactment of the laying of the foundation stone and demonstrations of cathedral arts. If you won't be in town that day, don't despair. Events celebrating the cathedral's centennial will last all year long. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.